Hey everyone, welcome back into the chaos, which I know it's been forever. But Into the Chaos is going to be a weekly, more likely bi-weekly podcast where we talk about anything that's chaotic in culture, gender, sexuality, anything that's happening around the world or even just in our neighborhood. So really quick, this is my return episode and I just want to give a quick trigger warning because we are going to be talking about cancel culture today. So there might be talk of like sexual assault or like grooming or any kind of abuse. So if that makes you squiggy or you can't handle it, this might not be the episode for you. Totally get it. Please tune into other episodes, but I just wanted to get that out of the way. So before I get into it, I do have a special guest star today. So it's my friend Jared. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey everybody. Thank you for having me in the chaos. Marshall said, my name's Jared. Also go by Evil when I'm in drag. And yes, I am a drag queen, living and working here in San Francisco. I'm also a podcaster. You can listen to my podcast and we'll do plugs later. And so you have to wait till the end to find out that. But yeah. So that's basically me.
So yeah, so really quick. So like I said, we are going to be talking about cancel culture. So I just wanted to quickly give a quick, this is what Wikipedia says, what cancel culture is. So we're just going to jump right into it. According to Wikipedia, a cancel culture or call out culture is a modern form of, I don't even know how to pronounce it, ostracism? Okay, I'll have to relook. Probably should have read this first.
Ostracism.
Yeah, something like
ostracizing somebody.
In which someone is thrust out of social or professional circles, whether it be online, on social media, or in person. So that's what Wikipedia says.
Okay, I mean, that's pretty straightforward. That's a little, I feel, looser of a term than what I think people think of canceling is nowadays.
Right.
Because most people use the word. Go ahead.
That's just like the first sentence, because obviously Wikipedia goes on and on and on. But I mean, I captures like what it is, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But I was going to say, people probably don't even use the word ostracize anymore. They're just like, canceled, you know, flop by queen, you know, that.
No, totally. And I think even like some people don't even like to use the word cancel because like it's like this is a person, you know, and so people kind of have issues using the word cancel when it comes to a person because it's like you can cancel a TV show, you can cancel like a candy, you know, they don't make certain candies anymore. But it's like when you're canceling a person, it's like, well, that person isn't done. That person's coming back, whether you want them to or not. They're still going to be out in the world living their life, whether or not they're still able to create their craft or be able to like get back on TV or whatever. It's like they're still out there in the world.
Yeah, and that when people get canceled, in my mind I always just see like a big like rubber stamp of canceled across them. And this may be like what we start to talk about, but I mean, if you're known for one thing, right? Like you're an actress or a singer or whatever, and that's the thing you've always done. And you get canceled. Yeah. Can you ever return? Like, can you ever go back to what you do? You know, or are you just forever, you can't do that. Now you have to go, I don't know, work retail somewhere and just never be what you were again.
Right. And it is rough too, because it's like when you know, I think about this all the time, like you see it, at least for me, who I've like watched, like I'm really into wrestling. Like I love the WWE and stuff. And there's this kind of like ideology behind it that it's kind of like once you're there and you're doing that, you can't really do anything else. You know, like you get these men and women who will go through normalized surgeries, normalized injuries as if it's a Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like having a surgery after surgery after surgery. And they're just like, I just got to like do one surgery and then I'm back in the ring or I can't wait to get back in the ring. And it's like, okay, but like it's even gotten to the point where one of my favorite wrestlers came back. And he had this like career ending neck injury where if he got hit the wrong way, he'd be instantly paralyzed and he's wrestling again. And that's like, that's how like normalized that idea of getting back in the ring is. So for me, it's kind of like, okay, when you have someone who's dedicated like their whole life to a career path, whether it be like, you know, wrestling, whether it be basketball, whether it be like acting or what have you, it's kind of like, well, what happens if you can't do that anymore? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Right. It's like, what do you do? It's like, it's, you're taking away someone's, not just their livelihood, but like their person, you know, like who right. they and, are.
And that brings up. So like, to use an example from my world, like Sherry Pie, if you don't know what Sherry mm-hmm. Pie did, look it up, Google it. It's fine. But if they ever wanted to get back into drag, right, because they were amazing mm-hmm. at what they did, mm-hmm. what would they have to do? What are the steps of being uncanceled? Like, do you have to go on an apology tour? Do you have to?
Right.
Like, what do you do? Do you? And I mean, you could be canceled for other things. Like if you're a complete racist, do you have to go?
Right.
Like how long and how much do you have to do before you're uncanceled? I mean, I know that's very hard to quantify. And I'm sure in some people's minds, you will never be uncanceled. You'll always be like, no. Right.
And of course, there's always that leniency towards depending on like who you're talking about, you know, because I was watching, I think I was watching some clip or something of like, oh gosh, what is it? It's kind of like The Talk, but it's like, mm-hmm. Is it The Talk? I don't remember. I think it was one of those shows, like, you know, where it was like a group of women who kind of sit around a round table and discuss stuff.
The Talk,
you know?
The View, and, the, yeah.
Right. I forgot who it was. It wasn't The View or The Talk. I forgot what it was called, but it was around those lines. And I remember around the time that Bill Cosby was arrested and being like tried and stuff, like one of them said, okay, but we can't forget how crucial the Huxtables were and how, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, that was probably bad timing. You know, like I probably wouldn't let it lie for a while before you're talking about like, well, sure, he like did what he did, but we still love the Huxtables. It's like, okay, maybe not say that right now. Like maybe that wasn't the right thing to say at this moment, you know, because it is that thing of like, she's willing to just kind of be like, yeah, what he did was very terrible, but like, let's not forget the Huxtables and how we grew up with them. And it's like, okay, yeah, I'll give you that. Just like if, you know, like growing up for me, like I grew up with like Full House and stuff. And like, you know, if one of those, like, you know, well, I hate to say the guy that played, Bob Saget, because he's kind of himself. Like he has his own sense of humor that is very much not Danny Tanner. But like, you know, if he does, and he's like, it's amazing. But like, if he were to be like allegedly did something really terrible, it's kind of like, would I be able to just say, oh yeah, but Danny Tanner was great? It's like, no, I wouldn't. I'd be like, okay, I'm never watching Full House again, and like, okay, like I look at that differently now, you know.
And again, so that's the whole other question of canceling is, can you separate the person from the art, you know? Mm-hmm. And people have debated this forever, especially with like Michael Jackson, stuff like that, where can you still love his music but not be okay with the person? And again, that's a very hard line to figure out.
Right. And again, it kind of feels like kind of it depends on the person, you know, because like we said, like, you know, like you just said, for Michael Jackson, it's like I was a kid, you know, when Michael Jackson was huge and stuff. And so I grew up with his music and stuff, and it's like this thing where, okay, like, yeah. So to me, it's like, you still hear Beat It. Like, Beat It is a song that they will play forever. Like, of all his songs,
Thriller.
I Beat It all the time. Yeah, Thriller. But like, I'm just saying, on the radio, like, you know, when I just am flipping channels, I hear Beat It like all the time. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why they latched onto that song, but like, I still hear Beat It, you know? And then I also still hear Chris Brown. Like, Chris Brown, like, you know, beat up Rihanna. There were pictures. Everyone knew he did it. It wasn't like this thing where it's like, oh, it could have been him. It could have been somebody else. It was like, everyone knew it was Chris Brown. And yet his music never got stopped playing. I think they maybe stopped it for a couple months. And now it's like, I still hear that, like one of his first songs, I still hear it on the radio all the time, you know? But then when you get people like Marilyn Manson, they just stopped his music outright. And like, I don't hear Marilyn Manson anymore. I don't even know if Apple, because I deleted him from my iTunes, and I don't know if Apple Music even still has his stuff.
Right. I have no idea. Because I ascribe to the theory that personally, I do separate the people from their art usually, unless it is like the most heinous things. I still have all my Michael Jackson records. I am not going to get rid of those. You know, I have Marilyn Manson songs, but I don't, like, I'm not looking up new ones, you know? Stuff like that. So it's very hard in my mind, because I have friends who got rid of, like, will immediately get rid of everything, no matter what happens. And I'm like, that's fine, but when these allegations first happen, you can't just have that knee-jerk reaction to say, obviously that's right. Obviously we have to get rid of everything, cancel this person, destroy their career, and get rid of all your stuff. And I'm like, okay, the only person you're punishing by destroying all the stuff that you own is you, because they already got paid for it. You paid for this stuff and now you're destroying it. I was like, okay, that's fine. If you don't want it, you know, that's fine. Do what you want. It's your stuff. But it seems a little, I don't know, crazy to just destroy your own stuff because you don't like someone.
And I totally get that. And it does get harder depending on the person too, because, depending, I don't want to say the person, I should say like the art, because like for me, like what I was struggling with too is that, like, Kevin Spacey got canceled, but at the same time, I'm like, he's in so many movies that I absolutely love, so it's like, how am I supposed to just stop watching these movies? Like, I think my partner and I were watching Baby Driver, and we're like, oh, Kevin Spacey's in this, and it's a fantastic movie. Like, if you haven't seen Baby Driver, it's amazing. Like, it's really good, but it's like Kevin Spacey's in it, and it was kind of like, okay, just ignore him. Like, even though he is a main character, it's kind of like, pretend it's not Kevin Spacey. He's the character at the end. Like, just keep going. You know what I mean? Because it was like this thing that I'm like, I'm not going to stop watching this movie because Kevin Spacey's in it. And he had a very full career. So to suddenly be like, I'm not going to watch any Kevin Spacey movies, it's like, that's a lot of movies,
It is a lot of
especially
movies.
when he does play minor characters in them,
And again, what is he trying? Is he going to try to make a comeback one day? Will he even be able to? These are the things I think about when I think about the people who are canceled. And the other thing about this is you hear things. So, like Kevin Spacey, Bill Cosby, you know, when all this stuff comes out and they finally get, called out or whatever it is, everybody says, oh, well, we've known about this for years. I'm like, well, then what happened? Why didn't you say anything 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Exactly. It's like,
Why
okay, so
just
where
now?
were you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Why
exactly. It's
just
like, where
now?
were you?
Because
It's really weird.
you're letting them get away with this for so long that in their mind, they're not doing anything wrong. Because everybody knows that they're doing this, so obviously it's an accepted behavior. So then when they do get canceled, I think that's why a lot of them are like, what do you mean? I didn't do anything wrong. But they're obviously wrong, but then how do they come back from that? You know what I mean? It's kind of a self-defeating loop.
And then also when you're talking about longevity of like how long it's been, you also have to take into account that people grow, people change. Like, I know, so you're like, oh, people don't change. Like, yeah, they do. Like, to a point, people do change if they want to. Like, I always say that. Like, I always say, don't change people. People will change when they want to change. So like, who was it? It was James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy. He got under a lot of fire because of a racist tweet he made in like, oh God, how many years ago was it? Like 15, 12, 15 years ago or something? Like something long ago. And it's like seeing James Gunn and what he's done, it's like, okay, well, he did that tweet a long time ago. Like, who's to say he hasn't changed? Like, he hasn't like grown from it and learned better than to say the things he said. And, I kind of like, like I said, going back to like me watching wrestling and stuff, it's like back in the day, there were like bra and panty matches, where like the whole point of the match is to have one woman like strip the other woman. And it was just all for the male gaze, like, completely. And nowadays, they would never do that. Like, you see, like, someone just put a side by side, like, promo that I think John Cena did back in like the early 2000s, where he's like, oh, do you need me to say it in Chinese? And then did a mocking like Chinese accent and Chinese like language. And then it compared to, I guess, someone else who did a promo recently and was like, do I need to say it in Chinese? And then literally spoke Chinese or Mandarin or what the language is called, is like, you know, but literally said it in the language. Like, it wasn't mocking it. It literally was him speaking another language. And they did it side by side of like, okay, here's where we're at now and here's where we were. So things change, things grow. It gets to the point where you're like, yeah, we don't say that anymore. Or like, we know better, or we know we're not ignorant anymore to say what we said in the past. And so it's kind of this thing of like, okay, how far back do we go to say, oh, look, this person messed up, and to try to apply it to the current person.
You know? Right. And when I mean that also brings up another thing, which is kind of this people going back and kind of trying to censor the past. You know, they're trying to reprint books with, you know, outdated language in them, instead of just having the conversation that this is not acceptable anymore, but it's still there. You know, and like, I was recently watching The Muppet Show, which is The Muppet Show. Oh, it's like the innocent puppets, you know, whatever. But now there are warnings in front of The Muppet Show, because back in the 70s, they did things like what you're saying. They depicted other cultures in a very unflattering light and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's fine. That's how you do it. You say, you know, this contains things that, you know, were for the time acceptable, and they are no longer acceptable, and, you know, but we're not going to just erase that. We're going to confront it. And I'm like, is that, and like you were saying, like, there are people now who are teenagers who are just tweeting and putting out things that are like ignorant, terrible things, but they're teenagers, you know? And in like 10, 20 years, are they going to have to like lose their job because of something they said when they were a teenager? I don't think that's a good idea or a precedent to set, but it, you see it happening all the time now. There was someone who was like a head of a, I don't know, some sort of corporation, and her tweets were leaked from when she was a teenager, and she had to step down from her position. I'm like, again, she was a teenager. Her brain wasn't fully formed. Like, I don't know. If she still was tweeting like that, go ahead. You know, cancel her.
Oh, yeah, no.
Fire her, whatever. But obviously she has grown and she has changed. She's no longer that person. She's learned. And I mean, but, you know, the quote-unquote they that are canceling people sometimes don't take that into account.
Right. And I think that's important to like look at where someone was at in their life, as well as like, I mean, like for me, I mean, oh my God. I mean, like, if there had been camera phones back when I was teens and early 20s, it's like, can you imagine? You know what I mean?
No.
It's like, not that I was ever, not that I said racist stuff, but it's just the fact that I did stupid stuff. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I, you know what I mean? It's like, there's things I did like, oh my God, I'm so glad no one knew I hooked up with that person. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, but had there been video evidence, it would have been like, oh my God, that's terrible. You know?
Right. Right. Exactly.
Thing. It's like, I didn't pick, I don't even think Twitter was a thing when I was in high school or even my early 20s. I think Twitter came around my mid 20s, maybe. I don't know. But like, had I been like a tweeting person at like 16, 17, it's like, oh God, that would have been cringy. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been terrible. So it is that thing that you have to like take into account, like, you know, and I hate like kind of what you were saying, how there is like trigger warnings and stuff in front of like old school, like Muppets and stuff. I mean, even I think they were, there was a thing on Disney Plus where they had pulled, I want to say Dumbo, was that like they pulled some old movie because they're just like, oh, yeah, because like they're racist. And it's like, yeah, no, there is a lot of racist Disney movies out there. But
oh, like, there's a ton. Yeah.
They're. Yeah, it's like, but they're classics, and it's kind of like, okay, you need to put those trigger warnings up there, or just say like, hey, this is a product of its time, and like, these are wrong, you know, and that's that, you know.
Exactly, exactly. And I, because I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts and a lot of the podcasts in general. I'm kind of a podcast junkie,
right?
But
me too. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that I've listened to that have been quote unquote canceled, come back. Some have come back very quickly. And it's because they just don't listen to the they. And they, the podcasters talk about who are the people that are quote unquote canceling you? Who is the they, right? And it seems that it's a much smaller group than even we know, but they are the loudest group. It's a small group of people and it's loud. So once, they're calling for someone to get canceled or lose their job, since they are the loudest voice in the room, it usually happens, even though it's a very small section of the world. Because you ask a lot of people on in the world, just on the street, like, what do you think of this? And they'll be like, I've never heard of that. Like this person getting canceled, that person. They might even not even know the person, But since we're so tuned into like podcasts and pop culture, we're only focused on these people, this small section. So when something happens, it seems like a much bigger deal than it is. So how do we kind of fight, not fight, but how do we distribute the fairness of this? How do you make the loud ones listen for a second instead of just talking? I feel like that's
No, and
a
that's
issue.
no, and you're totally right. I mean, you have so many, I mean, there's a ton of subcultures, you know what I mean? Like, so many, I watch a lot of YouTube videos. I'm on YouTube a lot, and like there was this whole thing with Onision. I don't know if you know who that is, but like
Never heard of
he
him.
was a very popular. See, exactly. It was a huge thing, and not everybody knows about it. So basically, what happened was there was this YouTuber who was allegations were put against him for like basically bringing in underage girls and like kind of grooming them, et cetera, et cetera. And it was like this huge thing that was on YouTube. But like you didn't hear about it, you know what I mean? And like I didn't see it on like Facebook anywhere, because it was really this kind of community on YouTube who was like, oh, he did this thing. And even like Chris Hansen was involved, and like they even made like a documentary on Discovery Plus about it. It was like a whole thing. But again, if you weren't aware of that whole thing, you would have no way of knowing about it. And it was literally just because I ended up watching one commentator who was connected to other commentators that I learned about it. But if you're not on that side of YouTube, if you're like just watching like gaming YouTube or like, Marvel YouTube, you might not stumble onto this drama, you know what I mean? And so it really is this thing of like people are like, hey, like this person, but it's like no one really knows about it unless you're part of that subculture.
And that also brings up in my mind, so we're talking about the people that been canceled. Should some be redeemed? Yes. Should some not? But who are the people that should be canceled? Like, in my mind, what sticks out are like, there's this whole like movement of like the Karens and should they be canceled and like all that. And I'm like, well, there are, what should be canceled is the loud, dumb voices, the people who there's, I know there's a term for it, but the people who are the dumbest in the room who think they're the smartest. If there's a way to turn them off, I think things could calm down quite a bit. But those people, I think, should be canceled. And I know we're going to be have said canceled in this episode like 780 times.
Oh yeah, I know, my God. But no, but it's true that it's like I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of like just that people listened. I feel like a lot of communication would be solved if people listened and just kind of said like, because I mean, there's been times when like it's things are misunderstood. Like I've said something and someone gets mad at me or snaps back, and I'm like, that's not at all what I was talking about. But it's kind of like, it's this thing of like, well, wait, where did you get that from what I said? Like, where like, it's like funny because there are actually people that have canceled me, in my community, and I'm just kind of like, I'm being canceled for something somebody else did. Okay, cool. And I'm just laughing about it now. But like in the moment, it was this thing of like, why do people hate me? And it's like, but it's a real thing. And it's just the fact that someone told someone a lie and this person believed it and then branched out onto other people. And I'm sitting there going like, well, none of this is true. So, okay. So, yeah. But
Yeah, and it
kind of,
that also just brings up, can you need to just talk to the person. just
Oh, yeah.
have a dialogue. Just don't, I mean, don't believe everything you hear right away.
Yeah.
Find
Right.
another source, find the other side before you
Yeah.
immediately cancel a person,
Right. Well, that kind of leads me to something I wanted to talk about is like, I don't know if you heard about what happened with Armie Hammer.
Yes, the
Did you?
texts.
Yes, the tech.
Yes.
So here's where I mean, I did see an article about it where I'm like, okay, it was something different, but here's what I first thought it was about. Because I actually, before we talked about this before the podcast today, I did, do some research. So
Right.
when they brought up Armie Hammer, I was like, oh, I know about this. But then I guess there were allegations against like non-consensual sexual stuff, but like that actually happened. But before I learned that, I had thought. So here's where I'm just gonna say where I thought I was. Because we talk about subsections, and the thing is, when you're talking about what's right and wrong, it's like right and wrong is an opinion to a point,
Yeah.
because like apparently Armie Hammer, and I guess it's all allegedly, had like a cannibal fetish,
Right.
and he had like non-consensual sex fetish as well and other stuff, and it's like people were like losing their shit over it, and I'm just kind of like, okay, but are they just fetishes? Because there's this thing where it's like, a lot of fetishes are just around the taboo. Like people
Right.
really don't want these things to happen. It's just the idea that is very enticing, very seductive, and that's a fetish. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there are
Exactly.
so many different I mean, gosh, I mean there are so many fetishes out there, and like some of them are not possible. Like there's a fetish out there where people want to be like transformed into objects. You cannot do that. Magic, unfortunately, does
Right.
not exist. And it's like, but the idea of being immobile or the idea of being tied up and left for dead is like a fetish for some people, but they don't literally want to be left for dead. They're like, tie me up and let's just talk about, make me think that you're leaving me forever. And then the
Right.
scene is over and everyone, has a kind of their downtime and the care and everything. Like, and I think that, not a lot of people are educated in like BDSM or scenes enough to know that you can do a scene and then there's aftercare. It's not just like it's like saying some stuff and everyone goes home. It's like, no, it's a whole communication thing. So to
Right.
me, when I
And
first heard about like, go ahead.
no, I was gonna say, and it sometimes you just get caught up in a moment. Like if you're on text,
Yeah.
your drives are going and you're excited and you're
Oh yeah.
saying these things that they're fantasies. Like they're just things that are in your head and you're putting them out there. You would never do them in a million years. And someone
Right.
could take that completely out of context, and that is, I think, what
Yes.
happened. Because I've been on
Right.
personally on texts with guys a long time ago, and we would just talk about some weird shit that I would never do in person. But
Right.
it's kind of dangerous and exciting at the moment to talk about this like
Oh
weird,
yeah.
stuff. So we won't get
Right.
into it, but
Right.
but
No, I mean,
it's exciting
honestly,
in the
same. I've,
moment.
yeah, no, I mean, I've like gone on to certain fetish sites and stuff where I've said some things that we won't
Right.
talk about. But you know what I mean? It's just like we've said some things that A, either aren't possible or yeah, they're just in the moment. Like there is a chemical, I forgot what it's called, but there's like a chemical in your brain that when you're in the heat of that like horniness that allows you to like, say certain things, do certain things, and then when you're done and
Right.
be like, oh, that's gross. Why would I do that? You know what I mean? But it's like there's
Right.
a chemical in your brain that like eliminates that barrier that you're just like, I'm down. So it's like part of like sexual like chemicals
And
in your brain. It's just what you
that's why
do.
so many
But yeah.
people have regrettable hookups is because in the
Oh
moment
yeah.
you're like, I don't care. I'm doing this. You're a two,
Yeah.
but I'm horny, so I'll take the regret
Right.
afterward.
Right, exactly. And unfortunately, that is why people feel shame, like, when people are closeted and stuff, why people are in the
Right.
moment and they're just like, go, go. And then they stop and think about it and they're like, well, hell, why did I do that? And I mean, that sucks, but it still plays into the same thing. So when it
Exactly.
came to Armie Hammer, it kind of was this thing of like, okay, he had a cannibalism fetish. Did he talk to that person about, hey, here's my fetish. Are you cool with that? It's
Right.
kind of like, did they not have that conversation of like, hey, this is my thing, and are you okay for me to say this? Because I mean, again, when it comes to acting out fetishes, it's that whole consent thing of like, hey, here's what I'm into. Is it cool if we talk about this? Or is it cool if I say this? And da da da. And it's like it kind of makes me think like, did he have that conversation? Because she could have not saying she did, but she could have like just screenshot what she had and not like the consent conversation, you know?
Right. Well,
wasn't
it also that she screenshotted the text, but she deleted her side of it? So we don't actually know what she was saying in response to these things that he was saying.
Right.
I mean, because it could have been a consensual thing, but we don't know because half of the conversation is gone.
Right. So, yeah. So again, like when it comes, so when, what struck me about that, about like, oh my God, he's a cannibal. It's like, or he just has a fetish. You know what I mean?
Right.
He just has a fetish. Like, you know, I think Dan Savage on one of his podcasts was talking about it too, and saying about, he kind of brought up the, oh gosh, what is that one fetish where like you want to have like your balls and dick cut off or whatever? Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know what the fetish is called. Yeah. But there are people that are like into that, but that it's again, that taboo idea. They don't really want it to happen. They're just kind of like, tell me it's going to happen and I'll get into it at the end, you know? And so that's what really struck me with that. But like I said, when I was reading this article, which again, I don't know how true it is, it was saying that there was allegations of non-consensual sexual stuff, which yeah, that's wrong and stuff. But when it comes to the fetish stuff, it's kind of like, okay, it's a fetish and like, you know, it's a thing. And again, not everyone's into it. You know, find the people who are going to vibe with it and just the people who don't. Leave them alone. You know, that's all I say about fetishes. Is you'll find people who will vibe with you and be like, I'm down, let's do it. And then there's other people who are just kind of like, I can't get into that. No, you know, so yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very good point. Like if it's not your thing, then just don't engage, you know?
Right.
Like there's a lot of people that just have to put their two cents into someone else's business. And if that didn't happen, I think a lot of discord could be eliminated. Like, okay, there's people who like same-sex sex.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these people who hate it.
Right.
Why is it your business?
Right.
I just don't understand that. I've never understood that. I'm like, I don't care what you do in the bedroom. So why do you care what I do? Why are you thinking about what I'm doing?
Right.
Why are you focusing on me? Just focus on yourself. Right. Live your life. Why fill everything with hate and, you know, anger? Like, I don't get it. Like, so if all these people who are canceling all these people for things would mind their business, you know, it'd be fine. But, you know, if they are doing something bad, yes, cancel them, call them out, everything. But if it's just something you don't like, just keep your mouth shut. That's not your business. Okay.
No, totally.
Personal opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, yeah. And, you know, I have that conversation all the time with people where it's like, what your preferences are aren't going to be my preferences and vice versa. Like, there's someone who could walk, like, let's say you and I were like having coffee together, like in person, and this dude walks by. Both of us not thinking he's attractive is fine. You know what I mean? You could be like, oh my God, that guy's so fucking hot. And I could be like, all right, that's your thing. Enjoy. You know what I mean? And like, there's someone that walks by that I'm like, oh my God, that guy's hot. Look at that guy. And you could be like, eh, not my thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of like we have different preferences, you know? It's like, and that's okay. It doesn't, honestly, it doesn't say anything about that person that walked by, because there are going to be people that think he's hot. And there's going to be people that are like, oh, not my type. That's okay. You know,
but then there's the person that goes up to that guy. Yeah, then there's the person that goes up to that guy and says, this person thinks you're ugly. What do you think about that? I'm just like, why do we have to do this? Why?
No.
This doesn't need to happen.
Yes. That drives me like insane when I see people like I'm a positive person, especially online. Like, I'll like people's stuff. And if I don't, I won't. That's the thing, is I don't find myself commenting on things I do not like. You know, I'm not that person. So it always bothers me when like someone posts something and someone has something negative to say, where it's like, I don't like that, or why are you wearing that, or da da. And I'm like, why are you taking your time? Because this is more about you than it is about them. Is why are you taking your time to tell them something negative? To be like, I don't like that. Like, if you don't like it, keep scrolling and like the stuff that you do, and then your algorithm will change. But you commenting on something you don't like, your algorithm is just going to give you more of that stuff.
Exactly. And then they go into a downward echo chamber where it's just all this stuff they hate, and then you've got QAnon. I mean,
yeah, right. That's a whole other bag of worms, but
that's a whole other podcast.
Yes, it is. But going off of what you're saying, though, is that people minding their own business and da-da-da, that kind of brings up what happened with Johnny Depp. Like,
yes.
Where people had this idea and they're like, let's cancel Johnny Depp. He's an abuser. He's this, he's that. Let's cancel Johnny Depp. And all of a sudden it was like people were wanting him to get fired from the new Fantastic Beasts franchise. People were like saying, like, replace him as Captain Jack Sparrow. Like, it was a whole movement. And then it got flipped on its head when it came out that it wasn't him. It was his ex-wife. It was Amber Head that, right. Or Heard. Is it Head or Her?
Yeah.
Head, right? Yeah, Amber Head, who heard, okay, whatever her name is, it was her. You know what I mean? Like, it was his ex-wife that was the abuser. All of a sudden, all these police reports came out. Her voicemail she left him came out. And all of a sudden, all this stuff came out. And it was kind of like, what now? You know, like, what? You know what I mean? It was like, what? Like, you guys tried to ruin this man's career over something that wasn't even true. Like, you wanted to ruin his career, wanted him to like be replaced as a character that he was like known for.
Right.
And it's like, this is all income. This is all his like livelihood. And everyone wanted him canceled. Everyone wanted, and then the facts came out and then it was like, okay, we're moving on to her then. Like, you know, and it was like, okay. So then suddenly people, I think she got fired from Aquaman. Yeah. And
no, I don't think so.
I think she got fired.
Did she?
Okay. It was up in the air. I don't remember. That's what I'm saying. It was up in the air for a while, yeah. Where people were like, replace her with Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, which I wasn't against, but you know, but that's another issue. But like, you know, people wanted her replaced and it was like, fire this person, blah, blah, blah. But it was like this thing of like, okay, but you tried to ruin somebody over something you didn't have all the facts for.
Right. Exactly. And yeah. That's like, what I'm saying. There's all these knee-jerk reactions. And just quick to judge without knowing both sides, without doing any research. And you could totally ruin somebody's career irreparably, and they were completely innocent. You know, it's
right.
It's the cancel culture is too quick. It needs to slow down.
Right.
And I hate to use this term, but do your research, because overused nowadays. But, you know, really figure out both sides of this before you immediately condemn them.
Right. And then that kind of like with doing the research, it just kind of is this thing of like, are you even able to, you know what I mean? You can't call this person up on the phone. Like you were kind of saying earlier, like, hey, talk to that person. It's like, when it's a celebrity, you don't have that option. Like if I hear something go down with one of my friends, like, hey, did you hear this happen? I can call them or text them and be like, hey, you okay? I heard this. Are you all right? Like, what's going on? I can get both sides of the story. I can like hear it out. I can like know what I know of that person, you know, compare it to what's going on and kind of make an educated decision at that point. But when it comes to celebrity, you're kind of just given the person that is prepackaged by their publicist. Like it's,
true.
You know, I don't know if people out there in podcast world know, but celebrities have publicists. Like they literally have a person who was paid to make them look good.
Right.
Like they will, you know,
But that's the reason why you should not just read a Facebook headline and take it as truth.
Right.
I mean, if you see something and it's like this inflammatory thing, Johnny Depp beats his wife, you know, this headline, you know, maybe check other sources, check outside US news. Don't just look at TMZ or Facebook, because you're not going to get the whole story. You're going to get the salacious headline and that's it. And you know, and maybe just wait to pass judgment, like wait a week, wait a month, you know, wait until there's any evidence, anything else, but don't immediately just, again, knee jerk, cancel this person, take away all his movies after one headline. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's part of the problem nowadays is people just read the headline and it's just clickbait to get you to read that thing that has nothing to do with the headline. So,
oh yeah, no, I forgot what I did that with recently. And I was like, this told me nothing. Like, you know, like I think it was something about like, some Marvel movie or something. I clicked because it was like, I forgot what it was, but it was like, oh, what so-and-so said about such and such or whatever. And I clicked on it and it literally told me nothing. It was all just like, it almost felt like random words. It was just kind of like very vague. And that was it. It was like a page article that told me nothing. And I'm like, yeah, that was clickbait. That's all it was. So doing your research and seeing how things kind of evolve is important, you know?
And it's what we're missing
But it's still kind
nowadays.
of, right. And it is kind of hard to even still, like I said, because you're not in that person's inner circles. You can't, the way that I describe it is you can't sit on that person's couch and have some tea. You know what I mean? Like, I've done that with so many friends where we sit down on my couch, on their couch, and just kind of like have a, just we all dump all our stuff on each other and feel better afterwards. But you can't do that with a celebrity. You can't say, hey, what's going on? And make a decision on that point, you know? And you get these people who, like on the opposite end of like not canceling people, is you get these people who defend these celebrities to the death over like not, I mean, they don't know them, but over just knowing their art. You know, it's like I know someone who, you know, like I used to be a huge Marilyn Manson fan, and I'm not now because for me, it's for me personally, it's hard to listen to some of the songs knowing like, okay, some of this is true. Now it's not just like expressing your feelings in an artistic way. Now it feels too true to me to like listen to certain songs, you know, but that's me. So, you know, but I have a friend who like has gone hardcore, like I stand with Manson and blah, 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 amidst like all these allegations of him like human trafficking, of like abusing his partners and all this stuff. And it's like, she's like very like, oh, I stand with Manson, da, da. And I'm like, so he called you this weekend and said what's up? Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of this thing of like, why are you going so hard? Like, it really was this thing of like, you don't know this person though. Like, you don't have to go that hard. Like, I can understand if you, if like it was this one thing that was like, you know what, I don't believe it and I think it's bullshit. That's fair. All right, cool, have your opinion. But the fact that like she goes so hard where she's like mocking other people, mocking the survivors and like all this stuff and like trying to like count, like trying to like find holes in their stories and stuff. It's kind of like, but you don't know this person. You're going super hard against people you even know who are survivors as well. Like going so hard to protect someone that you don't know, that you don't know who the real person is. Like, and neither do I. So I can't say like, oh, he's a monster. Like even people say, oh, he's a monster. It's like, I don't know that. I just know if he does, if he did this stuff, then that he's terrible. But like, I don't know him as a person to be like, oh, he's da 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 da. To me, it's kind of like, look, I was a fan. I thought he had like this kind side to him, but maybe I was wrong. Because that's at the end of the day, I was just a fan. Like, I don't know him. So to me, it's kind of like when you're defending someone so hard who allegedly did something so terrible and so wrong, the only people that see that are the people in your life who have maybe experienced the same thing, and it's hurtful.
It's
That's like
a
different than just like listening, still listening to their music or listen. Because I mean, if you're like, you know what, I like the songs, like that's different from like taking a hard stand on defending someone, you know?
Because I have had friends that are like, how can you still listen to like Michael Jackson? And I'm like,
Right.
I bring it back to him again. It's I don't condone what he allegedly did. I don't know that it's ever going to be proven what was true and what wasn't. I know when the allegations first came out in the like 90s, I was a hardcore, he's innocent. But as the years have progressed, other things have come to light. I still don't know. I don't know. I don't have the proof. I don't have anything. I've seen both sides of it. I've seen things said that have been disproved. I've seen things said that have not been disproved. So I don't know. I don't know what's happened. But I almost forgot where I was going with this. I still listen
But
to the
he is,
music. I don't. I mean, he obviously died, so he doesn't put out anything new. But if he was, would I get more? I don't know. We can use Marilyn Manson as a prime example. I did listen to him when I was younger. I know he's put out new stuff. I have no idea what it's about because I've never looked it up. It's not like something I'm gonna. And maybe that is because he was canceled, and maybe that, subconsciously infects my brain with like, don't listen to him, but it doesn't do it enough to be like, to me actively like saying, I'm not going to buy this, or tell people, you shouldn't buy this. You should stop listening to him. It's my personal choice. It's something I honestly don't even think about sometimes, unless it's brought up.
And like to me, it's like Yeah, like I said, I mean, same thing goes with like Chris Brown and stuff, where it's like I can't listen to Chris Brown because it's like just I can't. That's me, you know. But like, and I've often like kind of had a small comment when I see that it's like, oh, he's going on tour. I'm like, who the hell's watching him go on tour? But at the same time, I'm not protesting out his concert. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of, I'm not like standing out there with a sign going like boo. Like, you know, to me, it's kind of like like I said, it's like I've been in abusive relationships before. I was abused as a kid. So for me, like abusers, to me, it's kind of like, okay, I'm just not messing with that, you know? But again, that's me and that's my experience. So if someone, you know, not recently, but a while back, you know, I give away books and movies and stuff. Like whenever I'm just kind of like, I'll never read this again. Who wants it? Like I do that for free. I give it to my friends. And I gave away a lot of Nicholas Sparks books because I found out he was super homophobic and like I think even contributed to like gay the therapy, conversion therapy. And I'm just like, ew, gross. So I like took a picture of the books I had of Nicholas Sparks and was like, hey, who wants these? And like I forgot how it came up of why I was getting rid of them. And someone was like, why don't you just throw them away? Like, why don't you get rid of them? I'm like, well, to me, if someone wants them and who can like separate the person from the books, and hey, take it. Like, I'd rather see if someone wants it before I just throw it away. I hate to just throw it away, you
Right,
know? So,
exactly.
yeah.
So
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's just, but I mean, that's,
that brings us back to the question I asked at the beginning. How do you become uncanceled? What do you do? Is an apology enough? Do you have to donate to the cause that you were against? Do you have to, like, what could you do? I mean, I know it goes case by case if it's like if you were a racist, if
Right,
you were
yeah, I was gonna
a
say,
child predator, if
yeah.
you were a rapist, if you were an abuser. I understand that it's all these different things, but is there a road of redemption for any of these people? Or are we not
It's
qualified
hard to
to say
say.
that?
Yeah, I know, right? No,
I
we're
know
not.
I'm not
No, but no,
qualified.
but I know I'm not qualified. But no, but I think again, like you said, it's a case by case. And the thing is that even that in itself, it's like there needs to be a case sometimes. You know, like I think it said, I think in the article I read, it said that Armie Hammer's like the stuff against him was dismissed. So it's kind of like, okay, does that mean he didn't do it? And that was just this weird fetish he had that like is his very right to have the fetish that he has, or is it more? You know, and I think Marilyn Manson's case is still going on. I think that more people came forward, so that's still in the process of being figured out. Like, I'm assuming Chris Brown's case got thrown out because he's, you know, no one talks about it anymore, you know, and there hasn't been any new charges. So it's like this thing. And then when you talk about, like, I think Bill Cosby just got let out of prison around the time that they were trying to free Britney, they freed Bill Cosby instead. And so it was kind of like, okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean that it's like he's always going to have this over his head? And I mean, you know, and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, well, we'll just never talk about him again. And like, because I mean, I think around the time that like all the stuff started coming out, people stopped. Because I used to watch reruns of, I cannot remember the name of the show. I keep saying the Cosby, but was it the Cosby Show? Yeah, it was the Cosby Show, right?
Yeah, the Cosby Show.
Yeah, it was the Cosby Show. Yeah, they stopped instantly. You couldn't find it anywhere. And
Right.
then you still can't. Like, if I wanted to watch the Cosbys, I would have to buy it on like Amazon, or I would have to like buy the disc somewhere. Like, I would have to buy it. You know, it's like you're not going to watch it on like free television. It's not going to be on the regular rotation of like NBC or whatever, you know. So it's like, well, that's gone, you know.
Right, but
And
I
then
think, especially in Bill Cosby's case, he won't admit that he did something wrong. You know, he still, I think, still clings to the fact that he didn't do this. He's not trying to look for redemption. He's just trying to prove his innocence, where there's obviously a mountain of evidence against him, where other people, you know, regret what they did, apologize, you know, do this. Those are the people I'm more worried about. And I'm worried, obviously, because, you know, that's a whole separate person that I don't know, but the person that I think deserves a second chance. But people like Cosby, who won't even admit what they did wrong, don't deserve redemption until they, you know, you want it, honestly.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, it's like even with apologies, because you look at like, okay, you look at Bill, like you said, you look at Bill Cosby, like let's say he admitted that he did it and he apologized. Can you just be like, oh, okay, you're good now? Like it's like, you know, with what he did or allegedly did, it's like that's just one of those things that aren't going to just go away. Like with James Gunn, I think he did apologize. I think with James Gunn, he did write a tweet or something that acknowledged, hey, what I said in the past was messed up and it wasn't right then and it's not right now, but I'm a different person now. And so with something like that, it's kind of like, all right, he acknowledged that what he said was wrong and that, you know, saying it in today and like he would never say it now. So it's kind of like, all right, let's all move on because he's not that person anymore.
Right, exactly. I
I
don't know.
think even with
It's
Kevin Spacey, he admitted he did it. Like with Kevin Spacey, he said that like I think he came, it was this weird thing where he was like trying to like make it about him coming out, but in him coming out, he like admitted to sexually assaulting like one of his boyfriends or someone, his assistant or something or other. And people are like, okay, but you see that how that's not okay, right? Like, you know, it was kind of this thing where like it was like this thing like, hey, good on you for coming out, but also this isn't okay though. Like, you know, so I know he got kicked off of House of Cards, which was his show, which I'm like, I think they canceled it after the season after they kicked him off of it, which I'm like, yeah, you should have just left it as is because it wasn't really, because the show was about his character, you know. While you have, oh yeah, that's who I was gonna talk about. So Roseanne Barr, you know, she got canceled and her show went on without her, which is like amazing to me because
Yeah,
the
they
show
killed
was
her
called
off.
Roseanne. Yeah, they killed her off of her own show, and somehow it's, I mean, it's still a good show. I watch it. It's amazing. But it's just funny because it's kind of like, how is this gonna go? Because I mean, like, Roseanne was the literal title character. And the thing about Roseanne too is she, I forgot who it was, but someone gave her like the platform, and she did this video where she, because she, the thing is, she had made a comment about, I want to say a congresswoman. It was a, was it a congresswoman? Do you remember?
It was a congresswoman or, yeah, a senator or something.
Right. And she made kind of like a derogatory racist remark to her. And then Roseanne Barr, like months later, like I said, got a platform. Someone like, I remember it was a video, I forgot who did it, where she was like, I didn't know she was black. Like she was like, I thought she was white. And it was like this thing of like, oh, and does that make a difference? You know, because she didn't make a derogatory, like where she called her like a monkey or something, and people were like, oh my God, that's so racist, which it is. And
Right.
people
Well,
like were like,
she,
oh, that's racist, that's racist. Yeah.
yeah, she was apparently on Ambien and drinking wine at the time she made the tweet.
Right.
She said the woman looked like she was from Planet of the Apes. So I think she was talking more about the woman's style, like her hairstyle and everything, and not about her race because she did think she was white. So like obviously she wouldn't have said that. But it came off so bad, and she didn't really apologize. She just defended it. So, I mean, a lot of factors in that. And then, they
Oh yeah,
killed her
no,
off really
totally.
quick, maybe too
Yeah, it was
quick.
suddenly, it was like, yeah, it was suddenly like it came out and then like I think it was NBC or no, yeah, or I think it was NBC. Whoever it was or ABC was kind of like, okay, we're done here. And then the cast was like, well, we'll still go. And so now they have a whole, it's a whole different series. It's called The Conners, and it's the focal point is now the family, and it's not, you know, obviously Roseanne. And they still make reference to the character as being dead and like, oh, my sister, or, oh, my mom, and whatever. But like, yeah, I mean, the character's killed off, and
And
you know, it's not like she went to.
doesn't Roseanne still get paid for that?
I
Doesn't
have
she
no
still
idea.
get paid because that's her creation? I think I
I
heard
don't
something
know,
about
but I
that,
think
but
I would think she would, because there's no way you can keep that show going. Because I mean, she created those characters. Like it was based on her stand up. It was based on her. It was, yeah, she created the characters. It's completely her creation. I can't imagine that she's not getting paid. Like they would have had to pay her off so much money to get the rights for those characters to not continue to pay her. Like it would have been a lose situation for them because the thing is, they were already taking a risk continuing the show without Roseanne. So I doubt that they would have taken even a bigger loss at, hey, let's pay this person off to not pay them for their character, you know, for their characters going forward, you know. But yeah, but okay, so in the case of Roseanne, it's kind of this thing of like, okay, she's saying that she didn't know she was white, she didn't know that she was on this medication, blah, blah. It's kind of like, okay, she's still canceled then? Like, you know, because I mean, what she said was racist, but at the same time, it's like she didn't know, I guess, that the woman was African American. It's like, okay, so does that change things? You know?
Yeah, I mean, court of public opinion, it didn't seem to at the time.
Right.
And now it's just like, well, it happened, it's done, we can't change it now.
Right.
So,
And I mean, they can't really bring back the character. I mean, the character's dead.
right.
Like, had they put the character in a coma, then she could have woken up and been like, I've learned my lesson. Like, you know, like, so, you know what I mean? But like,
Exactly.
you know, but yeah, they can't do, I mean, it's, they did the same thing to, what's his name? Oh God, I'm from the guy from Two and a Half Men.
Oh, Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen. Yeah, I was blanking on his name. So yeah, they did the same thing where they killed him off of his show too, and then the show wasn't good after that. Like, you know, because like the whole thing was supposed to be about like the whole show was about premise was like his this rich dude like is letting his like little brother or something live with him and like you know his kid and he's not like and the thing is I feel like the show should have been canceled once the kid got to be an adult. Because the whole premise was that he's not like a he's not a kid person and all of a sudden his like divorced brother's living with him with his kid and it's just cramping his style. But then once the kid grew up and it was like it wasn't Two and a Half Men, it was like Three Men now. It's kind of like, okay, show's over. Like you know
Show's
what I mean?
over.
Like that's the show. But yeah, and then they brought in Ashton Kutcher and it just got weird. You know, so but yeah, but either way they like they killed off his character too. I've just kind of like, okay, we're gonna kill off the character and keep the show going. And it's kind of like just end the show. Like I said, with House of Cards with Two and a Half Men. I mean, luckily, like I said, The Conners is a good show. I still watch it weekly when it comes on. So it's still a good show. But like for those other two examples, it's like, yeah, they should just ended the show. Like they should just called it at that point.
Yep. I don't know.
So yeah,
It's
so we're almost
such a hard thing to get around. I mean, we're not going to solve it here, but
No. I mean, but it is, like I said, it is things that, you know, that need to be talked about. You know, I think that if it's just kind of like this person canceled the end, it's kind of like, okay, but like, what if no? You know, like, you know, because I think people also throw around that word cancel too, where it's kind of like, it's almost a thing of like, you're not allowed to mess up. Like, you're not allowed to be educated, which I don't agree with. Like, I think that some people just need to be educated. Like, you know, I've known people who were homophobic, like, in their, like, you know, it's what they grew up on. It's the area they grew up on. It's like, you know, they're homophobic or they were taught like, well, the Bible says this, or we think that's weird, or da da da. But then it's like they go to college or they move out of like their town and all of a sudden it's like, oh, they meet gay people, you know. Like I had this conversation with my partner recently where, you know, we talk about, you know, non-binary people. Like where people who aren't around non-binary people may not get it. And then also we have a lot of poly friends and people who aren't around poly people may not get it. They may not understand like they might, like I have a friend who doesn't have any poly friends and she's just like, that's cheating. And that's, you know, it's so weird. And it's kind of like, okay, but you've also never been around poly people where you see people in multiple relationships and you see that they're valid. You see that they're happy. You see that that works for them and the monogamy would make them feel like shit. So, you know what I mean? It's like you can see that monogamy doesn't work for some people, and that's just it, you know? So it's like just not being around like a certain type of people, you know, could warp your perception of things, and suddenly being immersed in being around people who are different than you and have different views or have different like lifestyles or different like sexual orientations or gender, like the way they express their gender, it's like that opens your mind. It opens how you see things.
You just have to experience other people, other cultures, other ways, you know, and you will find that you're not so different. You can be friends with people, you know, you just have to talk to them. It all comes down to listening and talking to people, you know. Some people just refuse to do that. They like to stay in their echo chamber and that's it. And those people will never grow, never progress, and they'll be canceling.
And I just, yeah. And you know, one last little story is because I mentioned this earlier and I totally forgot, but one last little story too is that, you know, I'm on TikTok a lot now. I got dragged into TikTok, so now I'm always on TikTok, you know. And so there was this TikTok creator, I'm not gonna say her name or anything, but there was this TikTok creator who would like she I don't know if she works in the fashion industry or it's something she is passionate about, but she was commenting a lot on Torrid, you know, and Torrid's a huge company, you know, and so she was doing a lot of commentary on, you know, the type of clothes they were putting out for bigger women and, you know, what she thought was wrong with them, what she thought was right with them, like just doing like commentary on it, like as
Yeah.
just being a regular person like you and I who were, you know, it's like we're not, at least me, I'm not like a fashion person, but if I saw something, I'd be like, hey, that's ugly. You know what I mean? Like just kind of
Right.
like commenting, you know, just whatever. And someone called her job and lied and said that she was bullying someone online. Made up this whole story about, I don't even know, she has no idea how this person found out where she worked, but this person who she didn't know, who was on the internet, just called her job, complained about her, said she was bullying people on the internet, said she was saying racist stuff, said she was saying da da da, like all this, I mean, huge story to try to get her fired. And luckily, this woman's boss was like, hey, someone called and said this stuff, are you okay? And then this woman was just like, she was in, she did a video where she was in, I mean, I wouldn't have done a video, but she did a video while she was in tears, like while she was in tears, just talking about how messed up that was, that someone was trying to get her fired based on her comments on a huge corporation who isn't going to lose any money based on her comments, where she just was commenting on the clothes that they were putting out, like on their collections, not on them as people, but just on the collections and how someone went out of their way to find out where she worked, look them up, got their number to try to get her fired
Right.
over
That's
TikTok videos.
yeah, I watch TikTok videos a lot too, and that stuff I don't understand it. Like, again, if you don't like her video, don't watch it. Just don't watch it. You know, I don't understand why people have to look up where they work, try to get them fired for something that is none of your business. You know, it's an opinion. People have other opinions. Everybody does not have to agree with you. Just if you don't like it, move on. Flip to the next fucking video. There are a million
Oh yeah,
videos.
no, totally. No, totally.
And
Like more things that you like. That's what I'm saying. Like the things you like and your algorithm will change and you won't see the
right.
things you don't like. I mean, maybe every once in a while you will, but
That should be
like
on a
all in
shirt.
all, generally
Like the things you like and your
not.
algorithm will change.
Oh
That's a
God, that's a
shirt.
shirt. That's it. That's our merch. That's our merch right now.
Yes.
Like your algorithm will change. That's
I
amazing.
love it.
But yeah, but I mean, it's the truth though. Like,
It is.
honestly, I don't understand the people who like comment hate or will go on someone's page and just be like blur, blah, 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 blah. And it's kind of like that's it. You're just gonna see more stuff like that now, you
Right,
know?
exactly.
But anyways,
Exactly.
all right. Well,
All
I
right.
think that's probably where we should wrap it up. This has been a great conversation, and
Yeah.
hopefully, I'll have you back because this is great. Why don't you go ahead and plug yourself now?
Okay. Yeah, so you can follow me on pretty much everything is Evil Queen SF. That's SF as in San Francisco, Evil Queen SF. I have my website, evilqueensf.com, which you can find all my other stuff on there. I have my podcast called Reflections of Darkness, where I review mostly 80s horror movies, but well, actually, I don't review them. Evil re reviews them, and she's very fun. There is one episode that has Marshall on it. So you can track that down and listen to that episode. That's a fun episode. Yeah, so anything you want to find out about me, you can go to evilqueensf.com and find out about me. If you want to send me emails about this podcast that you disagree with something I say, feel free to send me that and we can have a discussion. Yeah, that's it. That's me.
Honestly, I didn't even know you had a website. Like,
Oh,
I
I
knew
do.
about your other stuff. I knew about the other stuff, but I was like, oh my God, you have a website. That's amazing.
I
So,
do.
but I don't have a website for my personal stuff yet. I just have it for my nonprofit, which I'll talk about a different episode. But anyways, all right, well, we will let everyone go at this point. And like I said, like, you know, hopefully We can have a good dialogue if people disagree with what we say, and or not, or people can be like, hey, I agree with this, or we could do a part two at some point if people bring up, hey, why didn't you all talk about this? Because I always love that when people are like, here's an idea, and I'm like, yes, let's talk about it. But
Yeah,
anyways, all
totally.
right, so I'm gonna let everyone go then, and until hopefully next week, or like I said, I'm hoping it's a weekly thing, but maybe bi-weekly. But anyways, for that, I am out.